is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Where you going?
Well, hey, love,
where you been, girl?
I've been looking for you, looking for you. Well, hey, love,
where you been, girl?
I've been looking for you.
I've been chilling on fire.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 13th of April, 2026, and you are on the clock with Aaron Bloody Green. Now, I calling myself Bloody today because like him, I've been looking for somebody, right? In fact, I've been looking for plenty bodies. You know, the PLP released a campaign album, Choose Progress, right? Before they actually released the manifesto, the Platform for Progress. And anyway, I hope I have an opportunity to go through that album because it's such an interesting thing and a launch pad for, I think, some interesting discussions. But I reference it right now because one of the reasons why the album works is because the producers took already popular songs and remade them for the purpose of the candidate, right? Now, we're not getting into the details of whether they sought copyright permission or whatever to cover those songs in a different way. The same way, I'm wondering if the social media platform, what's really going on? You know, there's a regional influencer in town looking for cool food to eat. And he had a small reel. The people them take the reel and make it a part of the government campaign platform? Take the whole reel. I wondered if they paid them or at least communicated with them and got authorization to use their creative product in that way. Since we talk in Creatives and Influencer Conference, you know, I wonder if the culture of the policy shift that you hope to implement has been implemented ahead of time. Because how shall I trust that I will be treated fairly if that's how operatives are allowed to operate in the country? But that song, Mahalia, where you been, gal? See, me, if I were running a citizens' action campaign to support voters in their approach to the general election, I take that song, Mahalia. MP, where you been, boy? I've been looking for you. Looking for you, right? Because they've been looking for you. It shouldn't be at the rally is the only time we see you, that an election is the only time we... But before we get into some election talks, we got housekeeping and then we got Agribusiness Expo. So to my HHT family, to the Hannah family, to the Hannah Culmer family, to the family, friends, and former colleagues, community members of Esther Hannah Culmer, I would like to announce the details for her burial service or for her service. Tuesday the 14th of April, 6 p.m. at St. Barnabas. At St. Barnabas, the Hannah Hasty Tynes Family Association is hosting a memorial for Esther Hannah Culmer at St. Barnabas Church. That's Tuesday the 14th. That's tomorrow at 6 p.m. at St. Barnabas Church. On Thursday, the funeral service will take place on Thursday the 16th of April. That's this Thursday at 10 a.m. at Holy Trinity Anglican Church, Stapleton Gardens. That's Holy Trinity Anglican Church, Stapleton Gardens. Now, if y'all know our Aunt Esther loved hot dogs and popcorn. I know something about that era because you know what? My mommy loved hot dogs and popcorn. Hot dog and popcorn. When I was growing up, like, that was her favorite thing. And we were always wondering, like, will it get any fancier? But there's a certain generation of Bahamians, hot dog and popcorn is it, right? And I guess there's another generation of Bahamians, a conch salad, conch fritters, and a cold kalik is it, you know? And it's so important to sort of recognize those things so we can continue retaining knowledge for the purpose of understanding ourselves. I get a text that says, Aaron, did you get a printed copy of the PLP plan? Can the Guardian put it on the Facebook? I have not. Now, that's just me. I've not seen anybody post it. I've seen lots of PLP operatives all over the place posting things, but I have not seen that being posted yet. But let me get through the housekeeping first, and then we could get to that. Okay, so once again, the memorial service for Esther Hannah Culmer will take place Tuesday, the 14th of April, 6 p.m. at St. Barnabas Church, and the funeral service will take place Thursday, the 16th of April, 10 a.m., Holy Trinity Anglican Church, Stapleton Gardens, 10 a.m. All right, on the streets of Nassau this weekend, I am afraid. I am very concerned for us. On Saturday night, making my way from Gladstone Road Agricultural Grounds from the Agribusiness Expo. Friday evening, I was able to leave early enough that there was still light in the sky. But Saturday was a late night. It turns out I was behind a car from Gladstone Road, on Fire Trail from Gladstone Road, all the way to Milo Butler Highway. This guy had no lights on. No lights on, driving at like about 12 miles an hour and constantly veering into the center line, right? But Fire Trail Road is too busy of a road and far too dark of a road to be overtaking at night. We're going to reference the tragic traffic fatality that took place this weekend on Collins Avenue, right? A pedestrian died. See, the Fire Trail is too dangerous to be overtaking at night. So I couldn't overtake. I had to take the whole ride behind this car. And when we got to the highway and that car launched onto the highway, they launched straight into the center line. That's just, they intended on driving straight up the highway in the middle of the road. And so when I got on the highway, I had to use my horn to blow them back into their lane and then to indicate to them that they should turn their car lights on. See, initially, I wasn't certain that none of their car lights were on because I spent, maybe four cars this weekend that had no brake lights, no back lights. And then when you pass them, you realize the front lights are on, but none of their back lights are working. Not the brake lights, none of the back lights are working, right? So it wasn't until we got on the highway that I could confirm that none of their lights were on. Now, this is where I got scared. Is anybody going to replace the lights on Milo Butler Highway? How many deaths? How many deaths have to take place before somebody just repairs the existing infrastructure? And then how many deaths have to take place before somebody realizes that that road requires more infrastructure? Maybe guardrails would be a great help. How many people designed that road and didn't realize that you would need regularly positioned spaces where people can pull disabled vehicles off the side of the road? Because last night on Milo Butler Highway, cars in the dark had to navigate a disabled vehicle. And I'm just saying, you could start by putting the lights up. See, once again, I'm going to tell you all a story about somebody I know. The young man that died several weeks ago, Geronimo. He and I went to summer camp together. He's a little younger than me, but we grew up in summer camp together. His mommy could pinch me at any time she see me. And whether he was speeding or not, anybody who drives on Samilo Butler Highway at night can realize right away what the inherent hazards of that road are. I mean, we can talk more about that when we transition to the politics. What? I just look at the text line. Somebody said the PLP withdrew their blueprint for modifications despite saying they would release it the night of the PLP launch. If you heard Pintard at the GB rally telling you that the PLP is seeking to copy the FNM manifesto, is there an official press release, or are you speculating, or are you inferring from what you've read? Because I would like to read that out loud. If there is a memo indicating that the blueprint had to be withdrawn for modification, or maybe making corrections. That's very interesting. All right, on my way to work this morning, I just want to alert the road traffic department, both the Royal Bahamas Police Force Road Traffic Department and the Ministry of Transport and Energy Road Traffic Department. The people are not following the rules. This morning, I stopped my car on Market Street North because a student had just gotten off the bus and was standing on the pedestrian crossing waiting to cross to go to school. I stopped in good time to let him cross. He could not cross because Jitney, JN0200, did not feel the need to stop to allow the pedestrian student on the crosswalk to cross the road safely. And I think this is a rental car with the plate SP0053. Does the SP stand for superpowers? Did they think they could levitate the car over the student on the crosswalk? Anyway, SP0053, if it is a rental car, then perhaps we need to speak to enhancing policies to ensure that drivers who cannot purchase a car, right, or who cannot get insurance because of their reckless record of driving are not able to access the roads through rental cars. I was scared on the road this weekend, and it builds to a greater fear that the people responsible for this place have lost the plot. Because why is the fact that the Royal Bahamas Police Force is no longer enforcing traffic controls not a major issue to be discussed at this time? They just stop. Yesterday, on my way home, at the Village Road and Parkgate Road intersection, the first car on the green light, a car pulled up on the side of me on the Parkgate access lane. The light was red, and I thought, wow, look at this blessed Sunday, and a car is acknowledging the traffic control and not turning left on red because the light is red, right? Oh, it was. They were hoping to overtake me on the left side to get ahead of me on Village Road. And I'm sure they were going to then drive at 7 miles an hour because all they wanted to do is be in front, right? Fortunately for them, they did not run into the pole. They did not run into the pole on the corner of Parkgate and Village Road, risking injuring themselves or death. Fortunately for them. I don't know what they were doing. But for a brief second, I had to consider whether they were attempting to stop my car and rob me. You know what I'm saying? I just had to make sure. Because I don't gonna tell you all what I would do because I use my powers for good and not for evil. So now before we get into Agribusiness Expo, good morning, they scared, the PLP scared. It's time for us to press the reset button. They scared, oh, is this a song? They scared, the PLP scared. It's time for us, the people, to press the reset button. Another text. Aaron. Oh, this is a text. Says, Aaron, Pike workers gone and nobody working. All kind of carnival parades on the streets for the most rum and coolers ever with the famous Crab Crew. This is scary. The old so-called 70-plus MP singing bad songs with vulgarity for his constituents. When will they ever learn? 65 is retirement in the Bahamas and bow out gracefully. Well, age alone is not the only age alone, right? That's not the indicator that we use. There are other indicators that we use to assess the viability of a candidate who wants to become a political leader, member of the government. On the former point, I am not impressed by that song at all. And I'm not impressed by that song in particular because it does have a cuss word in it. What we consider a cuss word in it and what I think I would be censured for saying on Guardian Radio. How are you going to put that word in a campaign song? And even for some of the songs that don't have vulgarity in it or don't carry the gang-like rhetoric that we see floating around all the political discourse and the campaign paraphernalia and thing, the imagery in the videos are violent tropes, are images also used by people either conveying gang-like and violent rhetoric or engaged in gang-like behavior and violent rhetoric. It is most disappointing. Because what do the young people think? Could you be serious about crime, about eradicating violence? And let's focus on this one. Eradicating predatory violence, like sexual violence, right? Like violence in the workplace with somebody with more power takes advantage of somebody with less power. How are you going to have a music video and you talk about you hunting? What are you hunting? You see how the rhetoric and theme, the trope of hunting, is incongruous with an administration that attempts to eradicate predation and sexual violence. And to let's talk about it. I don't understand why Jo Beth Colby needed that video, because the song she have on the album, Vote Joe, is easily one of my favorite of the album. You use Bonefish Foley, right? You don't have any gang-like or, you know, we go into war for this election themes in it. And you end the song beautifully with your daughter. With your daughter. And like, that's one of my favorites, that one and the Leon Lundy one, right? Why did you need to make this other video about y'all hunting? Because here's the thing. Do you use these resources and your capacity to mobilize people? Do you use it to hunt out the things that need to be found? Like the actual predators in our community? Or the pervasive breakers of the law, like the people and the Grammys them and the uncles them and the young by them and the Chinese by them and the white by them and the Indian by them and the Jewish by them, all of them on the road doing whatever they want. Are you hunting them? I'm so disappointed. So very disappointed. That is 2026. Another indicator, I'm looking at the text line, guys. Another thing that happened, I can go to the text line for a second. It says, Aaron, I witnessed a political motorcade where the drivers had alcohol beverages in their hands and police officers riding alongside them and said nothing. This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. You know what I witnessed last night on the way home? A truck towing a jet ski, towing a number of jet skis. This was a business. They're going to the gas station to gas up, I guess, before tomorrow morning. And there were a number of staff members on the back of the truck. It's 2026, right? Y'all know people are not supposed to be on the back of a truck. Like, people are not supposed to be there. Because if there are no seat belts, then there are no seats to carry passengers. That's the law. That's the law, right? And for most of my life, especially in Eleuthera at summer camp, we were always reminded, listen, we moving y'all in a truck, you got to sit low. We driving slow and sit low, right? So as the truck is turning into the gas station, and because of the length of the vehicle and what it's towing, blocking up the traffic trying to come from Village Road to Wolf into the gas station, two men on the back of the truck decide they can stand up and start fighting as the truck is moving. And other cars are frustrated and desperately trying to maneuver around them. Imagine if one of them by them had just fallen off the truck. Just imagine. Here we go. Looking at the text line. Oh, boy. Good day, Lady Green. The Unstoppable Change Team is making progress in our country with the new leadership of Honorable Michael C. Pintard. We shall overcome and deliver this country again, greater than 1992, better now and better future development to come. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. From Grand Bahama, we are listening today, 2026. Selah. All right, guys, the text line is 422-4796. That's 422-GR96. Here's the text. Ms. Green, does the notion that the government of the Bahamas will construct what on average is 2.7 houses each day, yep, daily within their five-year term beginning May 2026, realistic? Keep track records in mind. No, I don't know if any administration could build, what did they say, 1,000 or 5,000? Say 5,000 in 5 years, 1,000 a year, 5,000 homes in 5 years. You know what? That campaign promise is equal to, for me, is equal to the statements made by JoBeth Colby indicating that the government thinks that we think that they can eradicate, that they could eradicate BPL legacy debt in 5 years. Yeah? I feel you. I don't know if he was feeling what I was feeling, but yeah. The promise of building 5,000 homes in 5 years is equal to me the promise that the PLP could eradicate BPL legacy debt in 5 years. Now I remember what I wanted to reference. There is a Davis administration PLP ad. Sometimes I can't tell the difference. Well, no, actually, I can't tell the difference because all the Davis administration ads say Brave Davis on it. And all the PLP ads, well, a lot of them don't say PLP on them. Okay, the Choose Progress ad with the young people talking about what progress looks like to them. I want you all to know, I almost went and took up residence in Government House when I heard a young person say that paving roads is progress to them. It is 2026. And if paving roads is progress to you, well, let me tell you, that is not progress to me. It means that we have devolved, we've gone backwards. That young people think that paving roads is progress. Good morning. Sorry, I miss you. Caller, here's the text line. Sound like the Prime Minister finally understood how we the people feel towards the PLP right now, especially PLPs. We are so disappointed with Davis and cannot wait to send him home. Are you really a PLP, though? Producer, let's go to the phone line since the people are willing to wait that long. Bahamas, let's send these clowns home. Here's another text. The PLP promises will not work. Not even money can help them. If they offer money, we will take it, but not even money can help them. Text, producer, we go to the phone line. Aaron, you hit the nail on the head. How could debt be gone in 5 years? Just like BBC debt be gone in 5 years, just like putting insurance coverage across the whole public service and contractors, but drop independence of police. How could we afford these things? We're going to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there?
Hey, Miss Green.
Hi, morning.
How you do this morning?
I am good. You know, hold on. I am fired up. You know why?
Yeah.
I was selling PLP lemonade all weekend at the Agri Expo.
They told me about it.
Good stuff.
They told me about it. But listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask me a question,
uh-huh,
and I give you my belief, my answer the way I see it,
mm-hmm,
how could you get mad with me for that? You ask me a question, yeah.
Me?
I tell you how I feel, mm-hmm, or I tell you what I think my answer is. I tell you what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get mad at me for my answer. Now, they asked the young people what is progress.
Mm-hmm.
The young person said, I mean,
I'm not mad at the young
person. Came from.
I got you. I'm not mad at the young person, you know. See, that, and I agree with you. I'm not mad at the young person at mm-hmm all. I am mad at the people who have let this country devolve, degrade, break down to the point where young people think paving roads is progress, or far, hold on, far worse, that it is something to be celebrated.
But Ms. Green, let me say this to you. Let me say something. I don't know how you get right on what I woke up thinking about this morning.
Okay.
Do you know I was about 14?
Mm-hmm.
Almost 14, before I realized that I was poor.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew I was poor until I knew about Jordan's jeans and Jordan tennis and what the T-shirt name with the
polo
tag on it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Lacoste or one of them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I never knew but name brand. Jeans was jeans to me.
Listen, the first time I saw colors of Benetton downtown,
yeah,
I was like, what's happening? I didn't know. So I feel you. I understand what you're saying.
No, but I'm saying only then we get... See, and then people talking about education. Education is a serious thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But what I want to say,
mm-hmm,
from Friday,
mm-hmm,
we were in the political thing from Friday down here in Nassau, up there in Grand Bahama,
down here.
Thinks this is a feeling of the 2002 general election.
Okay. I got you.
This is going to be one to watch.
Okay. Now, so listen, I want to ask you something quickly before I go. Somebody reached out to me and said that a family member of theirs went to a government agency to put in their application for a job, right? Simple put in application. And the individual who was receiving the application told them they cannot receive the application because they require a recommendation from their MP. Is this a practice?
I can't comment on that. I don't know. I'm not aware of that.
I
can't comment. I never heard it before.
Okay, I just want to know.
I'm hearing it from you.
I just want to know.
I can't say nothing about that.
All right. See, thank you. No problem. Okay. Thank you much. I appreciate you. I really appreciate you. I really appreciate you. Let's go to the next caller, and then I can tell you all about my PLP lemonade. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Aaron. How are you doing? Seattle and Johnston.
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Yeah, and I want to speak about the housing, right, and also the tourism
now,
issue.
Now, Seattle,
yes.
One second.
This is the question.
Okay.
I want us to think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is, the question I have for you, right,
mm-hmm,
is do you think in the Bahamas, 200 contractors in this country who is capable of building 10 homes per year? And chances are the answer to that is yes. So mm-hmm that means that we could have 2,000 homes per year built to fill the gap of about 40,000
mm-hmm
housing units, not homes. Housing
I get
units,
you.
Because homes is different.
Now, yeah.
That's the point. The point I ask is this. The question is if they are in the business of building homes for sale, why aren't they doing it? So when you pause to take a look at why they are not, just like you wouldn't start a business and get products or create products that you have no sales for. So the problem then is not a home building issue. So then we have to then stand back and begin to examine what is the problem. So what we have is a financing issue of getting people in the homes, which comes from a combination of things, such as not enough income, too much debt,
mm-hmm,
the host of different things.
And so poor family structure. Right.
So what I'm simply saying is, so we could remove the argument concerning building the homes. That can be done.
Okay, I got you. So the question isn't about can the homes be built, it's about the other dynamics that go along with building homes. Here's my thing. Can we pull that construction resource? Can we pull those many contractors out of the existing daily construction schedule without destabilizing the broader construction field? That's what I talk about when I talk about. Can you build 5,000 in 5 years?
But I'm saying to you is that if we could get to the 2,000 homes per year, we can add. This is not guessing. We can add about 6% to our economic growth. Okay.
Okay.
That is something we have not achieved since the 90s.
I got you. Thank you.
So what I'm simply saying is that, but technology now exists to bring housing into the market, but it still doesn't address the problem. And this is when you hear these words such as property tech and fintech and whatever else, is what opens the door and has been open since 2020, more so with the first, we were the first movers in the world with the DARE bill. But, you know, we're good at moving first, but then standing still.
That's because you don't understand the play. You should be good at moving first and standing still, right? That's the play. Let's go to the phone line. I'm going to take these callers, and we can make a transition, and then after the break, we're going to get back to politics. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Eric.
Thank you for your patience.
Okay, Eric, in respect to the Prime Minister, I'm suggesting now, you know, that we are to report any illegal activities in respect to immigration. When I speak to immigration, Eric, I speak to all immigrants. It doesn't matter to me what nationality you are. If you don't have any status, I have a problem with that. But when you report these incidents, do you end up like the former director of immigration or you get a reward?
I don't know that story. I don't know that story. I don't know it. I don't know it. I don't know that story. Maybe I wish I did, but I don't. Let's go to the next caller quickly. Thank you, producer. Good morning, caller. Thank you for your patience.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
How you do?
Everything called popular. Ms. Green, condolences to your Ari or your family member. He's detained.
Listen, and Esther Hannah Culmer is an extended aunt, right?
Yes.
We're going to take a moment. You know, Brother Anku, who comes on the show all the time?
Uh-huh.
That's his auntie. You
okay.
know, when you see him and we take a moment to hold them in prayer, Anku
yes.
and Leah and the other siblings,
okay.
you know?
Sister Leah, I remember Leah too.
Yeah, we hold
so
them in prayer.
I could do some popcorn and some hot dog too with the children.
Yeah.
Just to remember and tell them about her.
Yeah, man.
But you hear LH
passed away, hey?
Yes, and I want to send condolences to his family, all his children and everybody.
Absolutely.
Whose family members to him. You know, if that was our good friend Julian Believe or KB would sing the song when the PLP to bring out their blueprint for progress the other night.
I think it's Julian Believe. If you can go to Spotify, that's where I found the album. You
uh-huh.
go to Spotify and it has all of the contributors listed for each song
uh-huh.
on the side. But I think Julian Believe is the main singer on the
uh-huh.
songs. DJ Mighty Pencil. Is working on a couple
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, I know Pencil, but I just, when I hear the Calypso song
yeah.
from You Say, I just wonder if that was, it almost did sound like KB.
And
but the screen,
Zoltan Johnson. Zoltan Johnson also work on the project. It's the musically, that project is fire, you know. Musically
yeah.
is fire, yeah.
Yeah, hey, so I wanted to give you a suggestion. Mm. The Blueprint for Progress and the manifesto, what was read last night.
Hold on, but you see the Blueprint for Progress yet?
No, I ain't say it yet.
Okay,
they let it out for the... They promised, though, they say everything was to be online.
Yeah.
They ain't do it yet?
I ain't seen it.
Okay,
and because
okay,
people
yeah.
would have been posting it, you see?
Yeah, yeah. So Ms. Green,
mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you could do a show where we, you and us, the people,
mm-hmm.
we pick out all the good things, would we think it benefit us? I know all of it is just promises, right?
Let's try that for Friday. I with you. Let's try
yeah.
it for Friday.
Yeah, let's pick out, because this thing with the National Lottery,
mm-hmm.
I think it's a good idea. The thing with adding the free lunch or the free breakfast to the junior high or the senior high school.
Good idea.
I think that's another good thing. So we can pick out all the good things. And maybe whosoever be the government,
mm-hmm.
we demand that they do all of these things. Like, we make up our own manifesto would benefit us rather than them bring a manifesto or blueprint where they even ain't gonna do the things anyhow and say 5 years ain't enough time.
I got you.
Keep up the good work.
Man, thank you.
Right.
And before we go to the next caller, let me just say two things. I will always, right, I can always recognize the good. Two things with this Davis administration. Consumer Protection Commission's been doing great work. Great movement, advanced the agency and its work to the public. I'm impressed. Produce Exchange, BAIC Produce Exchange, they've continued the modernization of BAIC and maintained the subsidized low prices. If you have not been to Produce Exchange, you got to get there. If you're looking, if you're watching on video, you may see the box of veggies I got from Two Little Farms at the Agribusiness Expo yesterday. Over the weekend, I got to say thank you to Two Little Farms and Tiffany there. Also, if you are a vegan, this is a PSA for all vegans. If you are a vegan and you're looking for plant-based meat substitutes like jackfruit, come check out Two Little Farms at the Gladstone Road Farmers Market. They should, jackfruit should be coming in about a month, but check them out right away and put your order in, because people be ordering them from the, you know, ordering them from the island to come to New Providence. My box had cabbage, it had eggplant, it had green banana, it had hog banana, it had spring onion, it have a regular onion, it have celery and two big cabbage in it. Oh boy, it was a great box. I'm going to go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller. You got 30 seconds before we transition. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you, sir. How are you?
You injured your ankle a couple months ago, right?
Last year, yeah. Don't mind. I fell too high out the Gnab tree.
That's a raccoon scare, yeah?
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. I know the pain that I have a gout attack. Yesterday, you ever had gout?
No, but you should talk to your doctor about whether drinking thyme tea, or it's what we call broadleaf thyme, or oregano, or rosemary tea. If adding that tea to your regular medical regimen would be useful.
Yeah, I know. This is not my voice. I know, but the uric acid would cause how the crystals embed themselves into the joint. Mm-hmm. Very painful, inflamed. This morning, everything was okay yesterday. This morning, I wake up, couldn't put my left ankle on the ground. But you know, top off to Miss Kulmer. That's Dr. Kulmer's first wife, right?
I think so, yes.
Yes, and she has a son named Warren.
Yes.
Warren Kulmer.
Yes.
And another one, and there was a daughter, too. I think she went back to America.
I think she's here now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I dated her one time ago, and then she went back to America.
Man, Sparky, you was almost my cousin uncle. You was almost my uncle cousin. Listen, Sparky, thank you. We just didn't have the time for the walk down memory lane. But you know them. And Esther was well known. And you was almost my uncle cousin. Listen, we go into a break. When we get back from the break, we're going to touch on Agribusiness Expo. And we begin the week of the walk to the general election. You guys, you're on the clock with Aaron Bloody Green, my MP. Where you been, boy? I've been looking for you. We'll be right back.
Boy, you know what going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Boy, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Boy, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming on.
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
5 years of PLP rule. Are you better off today? While you work, they've spent millions on taxpayer-funded trips, a government-funded luxury car, and handed out hundreds of millions in no-bid contracts. But for the rest of us, gas and groceries through the roof, VAT on bread basket items, healthcare that is broken, unaffordable, and out of reach. And it's not just your wallet. For 5 years, illegal immigrants have flooded our communities, putting excessive pressure on our schools, our housing, and our social services. As they flood in, Bahamian families fall behind. Under the FNM, there will be a change. The FNM has a plan to address the rising cost of living, secure our borders, protect Bahamians from illegal immigrants, and fix our health care. Because the FNM knows our job is to work for you and not the few. This message was paid for and authorized by the Free National Movement. 5 years of PLP rule. Are you better off today? While you work, they've spent millions on taxpayer-funded trips, a government-funded luxury car, and handed out hundreds of millions in no-bid contracts. But for the rest of us, gas and groceries through the roof, VAT on bread basket items, healthcare that is broken, unaffordable, and out of reach. And it's not just your wallet. For 5 years, illegal immigrants have flooded our communities, putting excessive pressure on our schools, our housing, and our social services. As they flood in, Bahamian families fall behind. Under the FNM, there will be a change. The FNM has a plan to address the rising cost of living, secure our borders, protect Bahamians from illegal immigrants, and fix our health care. Because the FNM knows our job is to work for you and not the few. This message was paid for and authorized by the Free National
Movement. You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com. And the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
I feel like a king. Now why then don't I ask to take a home? I said I live alone, jump in my ride and come with me. We wake up, scrape the morning, come. Fell asleep when I wake up.
Good morning, welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Did y'all catch Bloody at the Agri Expo this weekend, Saturday night? Did you catch him? Well, I had to go home and prep for Sunday. However, let me tell you who I did catch. I caught the government high school magic Ivy pop band. Oh my goodness, listen. Oh my goodness. A performance just like Bloody and the Singing Bishop. Like, these high school pop bands are professional and they're so talented. And it's a shout out to the Magic Ivy Government High School Pop Band. Shout out to the Urban Renewal Band. Oh my goodness. They performed Saturday afternoon. And they got one shorty there. And when he was walking past me, I was looking at the show. I said, I wonder if Shorty paying attention. Because he didn't look like he was paying attention. But boy, was he paying attention. When it came time for him to hit that, he was on it. So I want to say, man, congratulations and thank you to both the Urban Renewal Band and the Government High School Pop Band for their awesome performances at the Agribusiness Expo. Also, shout out to C.I. Gibson, C.V. Bethel, H.O. Nash, and I think even Anatole Rogers there. Agriculture, horticulture, cosmetics, husbandry. They let me buy a goat. They almost let me buy a baby goat. They were selling mutton, right? Then we got the marine resources section. And brief, they would not let me adopt a lobster. I could keep a lobster safe in my tub for the closed season. I can't ocean. The cooperatives unit, animal control, right? I can't remember the official name of this unit, so I'm calling it the sheep, goat, pig unit. The guys who brought the sheep, the goats, the pigs out for the petting zoo and the zoo out there. I want to say thank you all, and thank you all for bringing Elvis, the handsomest goat in New Providence, to the expo. BAIC and Produce Exchange were out there as well with those same good prices I was telling you all about earlier. The House of Rastafari Cooperative is out there, and I'm hoping to have them on in the next couple of weeks because you could see what House of Rastafari has been doing. And then the Caribbean Agriculture Research and Development Institute was out there giving away sweet potato slips. Sweet potato slips. Remember, Cardi, this Caribbean Agriculture Research and Development Institute has been conducting a sweet potato research program in the country for a number of years now. So lots of things to see out there. Stalit was out there, the chef. I mean, he's always the musician, but the chef was out there chefing it up again, thanks to Doolittle Farm. Smokehouse was out there. SG Ranch was out there. Whitland Miller. Ocasa Farms was out there. Natasha was out there. You know who was out there? Banrob, the Bahamas Network of Rural Women Producers and all their goods. And so just in the last couple of minutes before I read the text, I had PLP Lemonade out there. Let me tell you why. Because my company, Seasonal Sunshine Bahamas, we commit to bringing something new to every market we go to. And guess what? We do that. Unlike some people, we live up to our commitments. So for our PLP Lemonade, we had local cantaloupe passion fruit lemonade, as well as passion fruit lemonade. And then we had blue flower iced tea, naturally blue, no colors, no dyes, no additives. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there?
Before Julian hang up, I want to say I believe Julian drank plenty of that PLP lemonade you had out there on Saturday. Because for Blackie, he's the only man who know that how many seats the PLP going to win, and how many, and how bad Patricia DeVoe going to beat Dwayne Sun. So he drank plenty of that PLP cola the other day, sir.
Okay. Listen, y'all do not be discounting the capacity of people who are visually impaired for perception. Don't sleep on them. I mean, when Brayman say, man, Miss Green with the pretty green eyes, he could perceive beyond his eyes. They got more than regular vision. That's why I like to ask him questions, because he could see things other people can't see. Okay, y'all remember when the Ministry of Agriculture was on and I tell them I was going to challenge the Cat Island people and put coconut tart in the flour cake? They put the coconut tart in the flour cake for me out there. I think that was at Natalie's Cat Island. Anyway, the Cat Island people had it, and our Jamaican cousins put the mozzarella in the festival. Oh, new things, new things. The light bulb shot, the plastic light bulb shot, was one of the cutest things I saw out there, except for like the bouncing castle and the little piggies and ducks and turtles. Stephen Hanna told me that there would be emotional support pot cakes out there. I could not find them. I really needed a pot cake. Emotional support pot cake. I have road rage, so I want to put him in the seat next to me when I drive in. He could feel my temperature rise, and he put his paw on my leg and say, Green, calm down. You drive and I go bark at the cars. I'll bark at the cars. Okay, there's plenty fruit, plenty vegetables, plenty pepper trees, tamarind and bubbles, bubbles galore, bubble machine all over the place. There was not enough jams and jellies, not enough food vendors, and not enough varieties of food and walking food options. And of course, there was not enough people and not enough tourists. And there was a little bit too much rain, but we not upset at that. Now let's go to the text line quickly. Aaron, why do you think no party is encouraging moving or duplicating government departments to the family islands to encourage the migration of people from Nassau and encourage more home ownership and development of the islands? It's also disappointing to see only COI demanding debates to allow further expansion of the soundbite claims and promises being made by everyone. On the latter point, it is disappointing. I'm glad that the COI is demanding it. On the latter point, it's very interesting, right? On the surface, it could be a very simple urbanization policy where the state tries to minimize the amount of money that it has to spend on public infrastructure by pulling people as, you know, close together, center, right, in one place. And so if they expand populations on family islands, they have to expand the output, the economic output for the maintenance and the provision of services to these islands. Compound that with what they call the National Investment Fund Act and what I call the debt for nature swap, right? Sometimes the land is more valuable if it's easily accessible by foreign direct investors. But if we put a whole bunch of people and just let them go wherever they want, then that land sale becomes less attractive to foreign direct investors. Here's the text. Good day, Lady Green. This administration is one and done. Like the former prime minister, the eyes and thinking of the Bahamian people are awakened, and we will protect our Bahamas at all cost. Says, I love the high... Oh, here we go. I love the highlight introduction Mr. Pintard made of Mr. Alan Wallace and his respectful artwork. That was a powerful, impactful impression shared. Oh boy, plenty text. The PLP callers knows everything. Even told us some politicians would be invited. But they don't know the lottery numbers. Ms. Green, the attempt to deflect the point about completing 2.75 houses daily is lame, almost insulting. No, man, that's not a deflection point. That's a very important, I think, nuanced point, right? That even if we have all the construction resources available to hit that number, can the government cause a shift in the banking industry and the lending industry to make the resources necessary to purchase the home accessible to Bahamians, right? That's an important point. Just we didn't have enough time to talk about it. And you see my producer telling me, I get go. Is Sabah speaking like he's the Minister of Housing? I was asking you all that question months ago, but you all didn't think it was important then. But thank you for asking it now. Listen, agriculture's on the move. Start growing something. Trust me. Trust me. Anyway, tomorrow we're supposed to have a political guest in studio. I'm looking forward to it. And for the rest of the week, we're going to be talking about the things we need to talk about. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next. Have a great day, Bahamas.
And then she snatched me. She squeezed me. She bite me. I put my mouth all over the her candy. Say she named Brandy. Then I hail you, but I looking for my hair, yeah.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.